The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Monday. Time to get a fresh start. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, April 17th, 2023, Monday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Stephen Harding. Born in 1059 in Dorset, England, he became a traveling scholar and eventually moved to the Abbey of Molaim in Burgundy under the abbot Saint Robert of Molaim. When Robert left Molaim to avoid its corruption and laxity, Stephen and Saint Alberic went with him. Stephen was not ordered to return, and he remained in solitude with Robert. 21 monks deserted Molaim, and the three leaders formed a new monastery at Citeaux. Stephen Harding, the youngest of the three men, became the third abbot of Citeaux. He guided the new monastery over a period of great growth. Between 1112 and 1119, a dozen new Cistercian houses were founded to contain the monks coming to the new movement. In 1119, Stephen wrote the Carta Caritatis, Charter of Love, an important document for the Cistercian order, establishing its unifying principles. St. Stephen Harding died in 1134. St. Stephen Harding, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins, and for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Every one of us joining together in prayer wherever we are in the world and however old we are and whatever our state in life has one thing in common. That is, we have a birthday. Every one of us has a birthday. Maybe your birthday's today, perhaps. Happy birthday if it is. As we come before you, Jesus, here in our prayer, we give you thanks for life, for the gift of life. Every year we have the opportunity on our birthday to give you thanks, to renew our desire to serve you in the coming year. Although, having said that we all have a birthday, which is true, another thing we all have in common is that we don't remember our actual birthday, the day of our birth. We don't remember the very first birthday that we had. This major moment in our lives is hidden to our memory and many of the years following it, maybe 3, 4, 5 of the years following it, we have very, very blurry memories of. Tremendous that such a formative period of our life is hidden from view. Lord Jesus, the same is true for you. You know, in your humanity, you must never have remembered your own birthday. The day of your birth, the Annunciation to Our Lady, how Our Lady would have given you stories about your birthday, spoken to you about your birth, your Annunciation. Those conversations must have been lovely. My own mum loves to tell the story of my birth, or the story of my siblings. She loves to recount the different details. I'm always so, I admire her so much that she's able to recount different details from each of our births. All her children. And I love this. I love that birth is a particular gift for the mother and the father, of course, but for the mother, it's such an intimate moment. So today we're talking about birth. Why? Why am I reflecting on this with you, Jesus, in our prayer, because today in the gospel, you say to Nicodemus that he needs to be reborn, to be born again. And Nicodemus hears you say that as, like, do I really have to be born again from my mother's womb? Do I have to enter my mother's womb and be reborn? No, just says Jesus, you say through water and the Spirit we are to be born. Lord, many, many times you bring us back to life by your grace. Many times we're reborn. And if we're honest, we don't remember those moments either. We don't remember at the moment of our physical birth. And very often we don't bring to mind our rebirth in grace. We don't bring to mind the times you give us new life through the sacraments. We don't recall that. We don't recall the moments in our life where you gave us new life in our prayer. Maybe we had a time of prayer which was so profound. We allow those moments to decay a little bit in our memory. And so it feels like an opportunity you're offering me today, Lord Jesus, and every one of us who's praying with you here, to become more conscious of the births, the many births that occur in our spiritual lives each and every day in small ways, sometimes occasionally in big ways too. So in all these things, Jesus, here before you, we give you thanks for the moments in our life where you've brought us back. You've brought us back, maybe from the brink, maybe it was even over the brink. Maybe we were at rock bottom and you have brought us back. We give you thanks too for the many, many moments that we've forgotten where you did the same. Pope Francis, whenever he makes a visit abroad, seems to focus on the same theme, which is memory. He speaks an awful lot about memory. And this is what he said in Lent a couple of years ago. He said, well-being, even spiritual well-being, has this danger, the danger of a certain amnesia, a lack of memory. He says, I forget what the Lord has done in my life, all the graces he's given us, and I believe that it is my own merit, and I go on like that. And then the heart begins to turn away, because it doesn't listen to the voice of the heart itself, memory, the grace of memory. So we're praying today, Jesus, about memory. We want our memory to be active when it comes into contact with your grace. We want even now, maybe in our prayer, moments are coming back to us where we think, you were so close to me there, Lord. You fixed it. You fixed something that I couldn't have fixed. You solved something. You forgave something. You healed. Maybe you were just present. So many moments. And the gospel today, I suggest, is an opportunity for us to try to make our rebirths a more conscious decision, a more conscious memory, to become more conscious where Jesus is bringing us back to life. And so, Lord, we put our lives in your hands today, this very day, as we're praying before you. We put our lives in your hands and we thank you for the many moments you've reached out to us, and we thank you for the many moments you will reach out to us in the future, where we'll still need your help every single day. Where are those areas that I think, like Pope Francis says, that this is all because of me? You know, he says, doesn't he, I believe it's my own merit, and I go on like that. I did such a great job. I managed to fix that problem. It was my own strength that got me through that temptation. That's such a temptation for us to think that it's my strength, my own ability, my own capability. And that's not the message of this Easter season that we're celebrating. It's not the message, Jesus, that you rose with. The message is that you rose from the dead with your wounds visible, with your weakness visible, with the thing that brought you to death visible still. And now a place of glory. Where are those moments where I'm afraid to be weak? Where are those moments where I'm afraid to hand over to Jesus? And just say, Jesus, this thing maybe embarrasses me, maybe shames me, maybe scares me from my past, and yet it's in my defeats that you now reign. Your victory is now in my defeats. You're bringing me back to life. You're bringing me back to birth. We're starting over again. There's a lovely story, it reminds me of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Saint Therese in her diary writes that if a son or a daughter trips over a stone, a big stone or a big rock, and really hurts her leg, she'll be so grateful for her father when he wraps her up in bandages and brings her to the hospital if he needs or whatever. When she trips, if he picks her up, she'll be so grateful. And yet, she then goes on to say, how much more grateful she'll be, even though she won't know, if he removes the stone already from her path. So the little girl is going along, doesn't even know that the father's already gone down that road, lifted off the stone. She won't even know to say thank you, and yet at the end of her life, when she discovers all these things that the father's done for her, wow, then the thanks will be so great. You know, this is providence. This is God's providence in my life. God provides so many more things for me than I realize. And Jesus is a bit like the day I was born. It's a moment I don't remember at all, followed by a few years that I have no memory of. How do I thank you for your provision? How do I thank my parents? How do I thank my caregivers? How do I thank God for the many, many times where he has brought me back to life, maybe even without me realizing, maybe even by going down the road and lifting the stone off before I got there? I think I want to suggest that it's by trying to remember in the present the greatness of God's loving care. You know, when I'm tempted to fall into sin, how conscious am I of choosing to be in God's presence, of remembering my rebirth? Jesus, that you've set me on firm ground again. So when I feel myself slipping, how conscious am I to say, no, Jesus, you've saved me already from this. I remember, and that's why I gain new strength now. Or if I feel prompted to do something by the Holy Spirit or by my conscience, you know, if I'd rather omit that from my life, well, that's not remembering the wonders of God, remembering his mercies, remembering his rebirth in my life. Nicodemus had the wrong end of the stick, thinking that Jesus was talking about physical rebirth from his mother's womb. But we equally can choose to get the wrong end of the stick from this mysterious gospel that you've given us, Lord, by forgetting that rebirth has to be a conscious decision each and every day, a conscious memory each and every day in the power of the Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we pray you now, we ask you to fill us up, to be more docile, to be better vessels of your mission, your grace, your call, so that we can recognize Jesus has saved me. Jesus has saved me. He saved me once, he saved me twice, he saved me countless times. And I have to live inside the grace of that, inside the grace of the many times I've received the sacraments, inside the grace of my baptism, inside the grace of him coming to my aid and picking me up again and again and again and making me reborn. Let's not forget our spiritual rebirth in the way that we forget our physical birth. You know, let's not forget. Let's decide today, Lord, I want to remember and give you thanks for the many, many times you've come to my aid. Mother Mary, Mother Most Pure, Queen of Families, we thank you for bringing Jesus to birth and for all the love and care that you showed him growing up. We thank you, though, that you continue to mother us too. We ask you to make us more aware of the times God has brought us back, brought us to rebirth, set us back on the path, and give us thankful hearts, Mother, that long to be more faithful to the grace of God. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. 16 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the second week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. This liturgical day begins right now as we join the whole church in prayer. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord.
Come to my rescue. Alleluia.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Alleluia.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors, and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten. Like a thing thrown away, I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Alleluia.
My heart and my flesh. Alleluia.
Rejoice in the living God. Alleluia.
A reading from the beginning of the book of Revelation. This is the revelation God gave to Jesus Christ, that he might show his servants what must happen very soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant, John, who in reporting all he saw, bears witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Happy is the man who reads this prophetic message, and happy are those who hear it and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, John wishes you grace and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and ruler of the kings of earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his own blood, who has made us a royal nation of priests in the service of his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. See, he comes amid the clouds. Every eye shall see him, even of those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth shall lament to him bitterly. So it is to be. Amen. The Lord God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress and the kingly reign and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on an island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and bore witness to Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was caught up in ecstasy, and I heard behind me a piercing voice like the sound of a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you now see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned around to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. When I did so, I saw seven lampstands of gold, and among the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a sash of gold about his breast. The hair of his head was white as snow-white wool, and his eyes blazed like fire. His feet gleamed like polished brass, refined in a furnace, and his voice sounded like the roar of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars. A sharp, 2-edged sword came out of his mouth, and his face shone like the sun at its brightest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "There is nothing to fear. I am the first and the last and the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I live forever and ever. I hold the keys of death and the nether world. Write down, therefore, whatever you see in visions, what you see now, and will see in time to come. This is the secret meaning of the 7 stars you saw in my right hand, and of the 7 lampstands of gold. The 7 stars are the presiding spirits of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ loved us and poured out his blood to free us from our sins.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
He is the beginning of all things and the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
From an ancient Easter homily by Pseudo-Chrysostom. The Passover we celebrate brings salvation to the whole human race, beginning with the first man, who together with all others is saved and given life. In an imperfect and transitory way, the types and images of the past prefigured the perfect and eternal reality which has now been revealed. The presence of what is represented makes the symbol obsolete. When the king appears in person, no one pays reverence to his statue. How far the symbol falls short of the reality is seen from the fact that the symbolic Passover celebrated the brief life of the firstborn of the Jews, whereas the real Passover celebrates the eternal life of all mankind. It is a small gain to escape death for a short time, only to die soon afterward. It is a very different thing to escape death altogether, as we do through the sacrifice of Christ, our Passover. Correctly understood, its very name shows why this is our greatest feast. It is called the Passover because when he was striking down the firstborn, the destroying angel passed over the houses of the Hebrews, but it is even more true to say that he passes over us, for he does so once for all when we are raised up by Christ to eternal life. If we think only of the true Passover and ask why it is that the time of the Passover and the salvation of the firstborn is taken to be the beginning of the year, the answer must surely be that the sacrifice of the true Passover is for us the beginning of eternal life. Because it revolves in cycles and never comes to an end, the year is a symbol of eternity. Christ, the sacrifice that was offered for us, is the Father of the world to come. He puts an end to our former life, and through the regenerating waters of baptism in which we imitate his death and resurrection, he gives us the beginning of a new life. The knowledge that Christ is the Passover Lamb who was sacrificed for us should make us regard the moment of his immolation as the beginning of our own lives. As far as we are concerned, Christ's immolation on our behalf takes place when we become aware of this grace and understand the life conferred on us by this sacrifice. Having once understood it, we should enter upon this new life with all eagerness and never return to the old one, which is now at an end. As Scripture says, we have died to sin. How then can we continue to live in it? Purge out the old leaven of corruption. Then you will be bread of a new baking. Christ has become our paschal sacrifice.
Let us then keep festival with joy in the Lord. Alleluia.
He was put to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification.
Let us then keep festival with joy in the Lord. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have been renewed by paschal remedies, transcending the likeness of our earthly parentage, may be transformed in the image of our heavenly Maker, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday of the second week of Easter, April 17th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. A very interesting set of Gospels over the next 3 days, an episode that takes place at night. The Lord is visited by a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus. From Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night.
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Mortification of the imagination. Now, there's something that almost all of us need to work on, I'm sure. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Mortification of the imagination brings with it countless benefits for the soul. It's not just a matter of a purely negative task, nor does it lie on the frontiers of sin, but in the area of presence of God and of love. In the first place, it purifies the soul and disposes it towards living the presence of God better. It causes us to make good use of the time dedicated to prayer because it is the imagination and its fancies that often inhibit dialogue with our Lord and which distract us when we should be more attentive, for example, in Holy Mass and Communion. Mortification of the imagination permits us to make better use of our time at work, to do it conscientiously and sanctify it. In the area of charity, it facilitates our being attentive to others instead of being wrapped up in ourselves and immersed in dreams. The imagination that is purified by means of constant mortification, in which useless thoughts are promptly rejected, has an important role to play in the interior life in our dealings with God. It helps us meditate on the scenes of the gospel, accompanying Jesus in his years at Nazareth with Joseph and Mary, in his public life with the apostles. In particular, it is of great help when contemplating the passion of our Lord and the mysteries of the Rosary. Make it a habit to mingle frequently with the characters who appear in the New Testament. Capture the flavor of those moving scenes where the Master performs works that are both divine and human and tells us with human and divine touches the wonderful story of his pardon for us and his enduring love for his children. Those foretastes of heaven are renewed today, for the gospel is always true. If at times you don't feel strong enough to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, say a few loving words to those who knew him well during his life on earth, to Mary first of all, for she it was who brought him to us, then to the apostles. And there were certain Gentiles who approached Philip, the man from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made a request of him. "Sir," they said, "we desire to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and together Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Don't you find this scene encouraging? Those foreigners didn't dare to approach the Master directly, so they looked for a good intercessor. My advice is that in your prayer you actually take part in the different scenes of the gospel as one more among the people present. First of all, imagine the scene or mystery you have chosen to help you recollect your thoughts and meditate. Next, apply your mind concentrating on the particular aspect of the Master's life you are considering, his merciful heart, his humility, his purity, the way he fulfills his Father's will. Tell him then what happens to you in these matters, how things are with you, what is going on in your soul. Be attentive, because he may want to point something out to you, and you will experience suggestions deep in your soul, realizing certain things and feeling his gentle reprimands. And so we shall imitate Our Lady, who kept all these things, the events of the life of our Lord, and pondered them in her heart. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour. We pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God.
My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God?
My tears have become my bread. by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God?
These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar.
Deep is calling on deep, in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me.
By day the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night I will sing to him, praise the God of my life.
I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God?
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer for running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia.
Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power.
As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you.
Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm.
Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn.
Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia.
The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message.
No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world.
There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course.
At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as the sun of truth and justice shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hands.
The glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession on the lips to salvation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Truly I tell you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies.
From the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear. Holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. And to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Truly I tell you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Alleluia. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying,
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory.
Fill our minds today with the light of faith.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life.
As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory.
Lord, enlighten our minds. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love.
Lord, enlighten our minds. May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free,
be today our salvation and redemption.
Lord, enlighten our minds.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have been renewed by paschal remedies, transcending the likeness of our earthly parentage, may be transformed in the image of our heavenly Maker, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Well, it's a brand new week, a chance to begin again. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.